Welcome everybody to today's Ops DSSA call on the 7th of May. On the call today we have Olivia Crippin-Leblanc, Jim Galvin, Mike O'Connor, Jörg Schweiger, and for Mike and staff, Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordström, and apologies from Julie Hedlund. That's it.
Thanks, all. We've got a fair amount of stuff to discuss today. I've started a new code in our little milestones chart. I'm turning the stuff that I'm feeling like we're in pretty good shape on into green text. So you can see that, you know, we're picking away at this. I think the next meeting on Thursday where we start to brainstorm around the preliminary conclusions will turn that next one green. But you can see that we've got a bit to go, and I think one of the things that I'd like us to start working on is sort of the next phase stuff, so that's coming up in the agenda, and I've got a little diagram that I drew. Oh, Mark's on the call. Cool. And then continue kind of planning the Prague meeting just to see if there's anything on that. So mostly I think it's starting to look forward into the next phase and start talking about that. So that's sort of the thing I'm interested in the call. Is there anything that people want to add to the agenda beyond that on their mind? Okay, now let me do the sharing thing for a minute. Get my screen going here. There's always a pause because there are so many steps to get this thing squared away. So I started a little mind map about the next phase. A lot of this stuff is in pretty good shape, but this is just sort of the usual list. And one of the things that I wanted to talk a little bit about is sort of the size of this thing. And the sort of how deep do we go and in what role do we go and stuff like that. Jörg's question sort of on the list sort of triggered this in my mind. One of the things that I want to make sure we avoid is setting up a project that gets so big that it never gets finished. We sort of saw the beginnings of that in that scaling problem we had. And so I'm going to toggle back and forth between this diagram and another one that I started drawing that I wanted you to see. My thought is to stick something like this into the report to sort of describe several things. At the bottom is the pyramid that I'm gonna steal and use in another part of the report where we had a diagram, but the underlying layers of the pyramid weren't labeled right. The go fast versus go deep diagram. But one of the things that's sort of emerging, at least for me, is the thing that says, you know, this security collaboration has more facets to it than just risk assessment. One of the things that I think it would be useful to do is sort of introduce this idea. This is straight out of the report. This is that section of the report that I had a whole list of little purpose, principles, blah, 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 that whole section. And I put this in at the top of that section to sort of highlight the dimensions of it all. Because I don't think that the DSSA can go deep all by itself. I think if we take this dwindling number of volunteers and we try to go all the way out to the edge, we're going to burn people out in a heartbeat. And so I sort of want to start brainstorming around this idea, first with you all, and then if we have time on the call on Thursday, I think I want to bring this up with the larger group. My concern is that it'll get too big too fast. We'll overrun our authority. We'll overrun our scope and sort of lose the momentum that I think we've built. Because I think right now we've got pretty good momentum. We've got a lot of stuff in this report. And I'm pretty comfortable with where it's going. So with that little preamble, I'd just like to hear from the rest of you, including staff folks. I think this is a sort of a free-for-all brainstorming thing about the next phase, what people are thinking.
May I start
long?
Out?
Go okay. ahead.
Okay, so this is Jörg for the for the transcript. I do follow that there is a risk that we burn out and that the participation is going down if we would go too deep into the complete analysis. Nevertheless, I do fear that if we do not do any kind of risk assessment, then I think we would just fail in our charter, where the charter says that we do want to assess level, frequency, etc. Of the DNS and as to this, I'm not sure whether we shouldn't at least pick one or two risks and go into detail. And I'm saying that because I fear that otherwise we would just end up by producing a lot of paperwork that is neat to look at, but nobody's going to do something with it. And for sure, it wouldn't answer the charter's question. So probably one solution to the problem I'm seeing is that we go deep in one or two examples and we set up a plan on how to move on. Just my 5 cents.
Thanks a lot. I like it a lot. Now, anybody else got any thoughts along those lines?
This is Bart.
Go ahead, Bart.
I think it's a very good idea to have, say, a pilot of go deep on one or two of the main risks, but at the same time try to map out where the limitations of the core are and where others need to step in as part of it. I'm looking at, say, the limitations of the risk framework itself that the working group has used over time, and it's already identified, but, say, stated as this, it doesn't make... it make it very clear to the audience. Say, at a certain point in time, probably, but that's always been my, say, I think since Costa Rica, it's been my view that, say, part of the solution is not that you do it, that some of the DLDs and registrars need to take up their own responsibility. And that has to be illustrated. And I think one or two of these pilots are very good to say this is the limits of say the ICANN environment, and here you registrar or TLD operator need to take on the responsibility.
I like that. Did I capture that point in the mind map to your satisfaction, Bart? Because I think it's very important.
I would not say some. I would say TLD and TLD providers in general. Because they're part of, say, they're all part of the DNS one way or the other, excuse me. And some of them do have already do it by nature. I think DNIC and say, Nominat from the CCTLD will have done it over the past, and they're very aware of that responsibility. While some of the smaller ones aren't, and I guess, say, in the GTLD world, and say, with the upcoming new GTLDs, and maybe even in the ISP world, it might be interesting to raise at least that awareness that they are responsible for part of the security and stability of the DNS, which is out of remit of the of ICANN. Yes, I think you captured it, Mikey.
Good deal. I like this a lot. Anything else that's on people's minds as this conversation's been going? One thing that occurred to me is that we could also we can also develop some tools that might make it easier for them to do that. I think that the little risk scenario spreadsheet that we built. Oh, Jim's got his hand up. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry, I wasn't watching the Adobe room.
No, thanks, Mikey. This is Jim Gallen for the transcript. You caught me as soon as I put it up, so you're looking just fine.
Okay.
I guess just a clarifying question. I mean, I'm listening to all of these ideas here about approach. Are these intended to be serial activities or parallel activities? I mean, I guess I don't really have any issue with, the pilot go deep approach, and we should certainly explain what all of that is. But I'm a little curious about the clarifying roles and responsibilities. I mean, is the intent to do that before we do anything or while we're doing anything, doing the piloting or afterwards?
I'm going to put that up here. That's a good one up here. I'm not sure that I know. Actually, I think this belongs here. That. It seems to me that at this stage the answer is sure. It could be either way. The worry I've got on serial activities is that we could be looking at the same problem we had before with the 3-year time horizon and how long can any of us predict our lives? 3 years, in advance, at least for me, is an eternity. And so I think one of the things that we may want to strive to do is try to do as much of this in parallel as we can. And one of the ways to take the burden off of the DSSA would be in the, if I take the tools thing and I put it into this notion that Bart's been raising that says, okay, we've got a bunch of risk scenario areas, and the actual assessment of risk needs to happen more at the edge than at the center. So we tend to give that job away. We can help coordinate it. We can build tools to support it. We can help with analysis, et cetera, et cetera. But the actual heavy lifting, we could tend to throw towards the edge and let that go in parallel. And then we could focus on the processes and stuff to support that.
So this is Jim again. I'll just respond quickly. I mean, I think I'm in agreement with all of that. You know, obviously my primary concern here is just that this group needs to move along and show progress. And I'm just concerned about, you know, adding any kind of work to ourselves that slows down what the community might see about what we're doing. As long as we manage that, then I'm okay with, you know, whatever the group decides that the group wants to do. Thanks.
Yeah, I think this is a good concern, though.
This is Bart again.
Sure, go ahead.
I think if you look at it this way, say, as we just discussed it, it fits neatly, or it is dovetailing neatly with, say, some of the recommendations of the SSRT as well.
Can you rattle off a few of the ones that you're thinking of, Bart?
It's one of them is say, if you look, say, paraphrasing, one of the recommendations, or the first set of recommendations, is defining the role of ICANN and ICANN community and all the, the roles of people in the network. After this call, I can send you some of the recommendations I view within this, say, pilot and roles and responsibilities bit.
Oh, I'd love that. Because I saw some of those as well, and it'd be interesting to sort of compare notes on that.
Yeah.
Because I think to the extent that, I mean, in the old days when I worked for a living, we used to call this leverage. One of the things that's going on right now is that we as a group aren't terribly leveraged. We're doing all the lifting ourselves. And I think if we could figure out a way that the people at the edge could do more of the lifting, and we could do more of the steering, we might, Jim, actually be able to use that to keep ourselves on track. I think if we do these analyses, it's going to take us, as it's, you know, a small, dwindling, burning out group, it's going to take us a really long time. Whereas if we could figure out a way that, you know, people who, in many cases, this is their job, could help do the work, and we could guide it and consolidate it, we might actually be able to go much faster. So maybe that all kind of fits together.
There is also a principal question to it. Jim, go ahead.
No, that's okay, Bart. Go ahead. I'll wait. Finish your comment.
There is also a principal question, and I think that we, and that's again from the SSR, but also say, I know this from the CEC world. Say, what are the limits of of, say, the ICANN community vis-a-vis the responsibilities of TLDs, operators? So it's both a practical and a principle point.
So this is Jim. Let me
go ahead.
Jump in with my comment here. I guess I'm getting a little bit confused here at this point, because now I hear us talking about the work that we're not going to do, and I'm just having trouble articulating my question here too. I mean, we have a particular mandate, and I was sort of under the impression that our role was, in fact, to do some analysis, and we were scoping ourselves specifically to, you know, the Root and TLD case. And I guess I'm struggling with why it is we're looking for limitations on the job that we're doing, and struggling with how it is we're going to find others to do work that I thought was in the remit of this working group. Now, maybe I'm just missing a point of clarity here, but I'm concerned we're changing our scope and our actual execution here.
I think you're on the right track, Jim. I mean, I am cautious about, as we've gotten deeper and deeper into this thing, I am worried about scope explosion. And so I'm sort of looking for help. I'm thinking that it's still our job to get to this answer. What's the actual level frequency, et cetera? But I am hunting for a way that we could get some help in doing that job. And I'm also conscious of the point that Bart is raising, which is the edge of the ICANN role, and it varies depending on, you know, I mean, you all know this, you're all dealing with this every day. It varies between GTLDs, CCTLDs, and root operators. And so if there was some way that we could push some of that work out to the edge in a structured way and get it back fairly quickly so that we leverage the people who do this for a living. But, you know, we still drive this. I think it's absolutely true that our charter is still to get that cycle done and bug people to do it and so on and so forth. But to do it in a way that respects this limit, this fuzzy limit that hasn't been defined, so we kind of define by doing. That's the way I reconcile those two points.
So this is Jim. Just one last comment in this. I think, Mikey, you just used a key phrase there, to define by doing, sort of latching onto that phrase in your last sentence. Maybe it would help at this point if we had a concrete example. And, you know, we've started this process of just trying to produce the document and getting people to have text out there. I mean, it sounds here like we are looking for our next steps once we have this document, or at least how to drive more of the document forward. I think it would help me if we just sort of dug in and started doing it. I'm really not quite grasping the concepts that we're trying to set forth for ourselves. So I guess that's where I am at this point in listening to this conversation. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think the way to solve the scope problem is, and in fact, I think I'm going to move this up in here. I think we put Jurg's and some of this easier and I think that our I'm going to change this to slightly and see if this makes you crazy. I think that if we could do, maybe what it is we do one, and then I don't know how to express it. Once we've done one. We have to maintain this goal. You know, our charter says that we are supposed to figure this out. I think what is coming back is that's a really hard job. We need help. So what we want to do is do one in detail to iron the kinks out of this process. And presumably, once the process is at least slightly less rough, then go back out to the community and say, okay, here's how it can be done. And I think that one of the things we might want to do is sort of try and make our process very short so that we can go out to the community and say, look, we do need your help in doing this, but it won't take a whole lot of your time. And I think a good example is when the folks from CIRA went off and kind of in one meeting came up with a rough cut scenario. You know, if we could get this to the point where we could send stuff out and get stuff back in weeks, so that this process was pretty speedy and light and not a 3-year death march. You know, then we could sort of nudge people along to get the rest of it done. That's sort of a rant. Oh, York's got his hand up. I was staring off into space while I said all that. York, go ahead.
No worries, York, for the transcript. I was just about to say that I completely do agree to what you said, Mikey, because I feel that we as a group couldn't come up with a comprehensive answer to the question that has been set out in the charter. So if we, and I feel that we couldn't do that by means of time and by means of knowledge. And if we couldn't do that, we should provide the community and the charterers with a means on how we feel the job could be done and could be achieved. And there's just one way I see that we could do so, and that is by providing methodology, providing an example on how the methodology has been used on a very specific example where we are in a position to handle the given example just by knowledge, and that we then ask the community to drive the efforts a little bit further, where, for example, some members of the community might have their own obligation and their specific knowledge to drive to describe scenarios where only they do have the knowledge to really assess a certain risk that might be involved. And I just want to remind you that we have been talking about could we really assess some risks where, for example, the route is being concerned or Verizon is being concerned as one of those major players who are having a certain role in the DNS as we specified it. So to my point of view, it's just be that answer, because I wouldn't want to come up with nothing, and nothing would be just providing paperwork, just providing the methodology, and I wouldn't want to be holding or having the burden to work for 5 years to produce some part of the answer. So this is just the middle way for me, and just fine. Thanks.
So that starts to say that we've maybe got two phases left.
I know I hate to add another phase to this, but it seems to me that there's a go deep as an example to tune the methodologies. You know, go deep but a narrow scope to get to this set of tools, these methods, and an example. And then there's a go wide and deep, which is to complete the rest, which is where we take those tools and methods and we go back out to the community and say, look, we can't do this by ourselves. We don't have the knowledge or the information. Here's a framework to do it. We'd like to do it on a pretty short cycle. To then get all the way back up to this goal that we're responsible for. How about that for an approach? Does that make you crazy, Jim?
No, I think I can go with that for right now.
Okay. Well, let me try and, this has been extremely helpful. Thank you. Let me try and capture all this and, I think I'll save this for our next call and not take this out to the group quite yet. Let me see if I can summarize this conversation and come back to you, and then if we're comfortable with it the next time around, then we can go out. So, Mark, I heard you speak, and then I ran right over you somewhere back there. Did you want to throw anything into this pile before I roll on to the next thing?
I guess my only thing is, I guess I prefer not to go deep at all right now, even on a pilot phase. Just get it done, and then we can find out as we go through and go deep after we do our deliverables.
So how do we answer the question? That's in our charter. What are the actual risks, et cetera? Because, you know, the stuff we've got right now.
Okay, so the risks will always be changing based on technology.
Uh-huh.
And you can only go deep once the framework is established and you have a group that's ready to actually react. So we could do this survey in terms of doing it in lightweight and say, okay, here's all the risk areas. But going deep is actually in the event of some sort of threat that's occurring.
Ah, yeah, I see what you mean. So I'm thinking that we've done the big, broad risk areas. We may need to add a couple.
Okay.
And that then, so let's say that I don't remember the exact number, but let's say it's roughly 6 or 7. In our pile right now that range from splitting the root because of interventions by outside entities all the way to DDoS attacks, sort of on the ends of a continuum between what I'll call managerial risk all the way to technical risk. And that what we're going to do in the next phase is go deep, pick one or two of those, and go deep ourselves, grinding it all the way through the methodology. And actually, because at this stage, we haven't scored anything. We've just sort of scoped it out and said, well, here's our first try. So it seems to me that what we need to do is go deep enough that we can actually come up with those scores and develop an approach to doing that that we can document that's pretty easy and pretty fast. And then package all that up in a bundle and say, okay, this is how you go deep. Here are the remaining topics. And let people from the community step forward as appropriate. So, for example, some of the technical risk areas, there's absolutely nothing I can contribute to that because I'm totally clueless about what happens in reality at the technical phase. But I could contribute a fair amount to the sort of managerial political ones. And so we get clumps of people from the community, from the edge, to step forward and grind out the rest of those scores in the third iteration. So we score in Go Deep, we score one and watch how we do it and make it so that it's easy to do. And then in Go Wide, we launch that to the rest of the community and get them to do it too. Does that make sense?
Okay. Let me give you a different way of looking at it.
Okay.
If we go wide, you'll find out that there's certain areas that one says this is a higher risk sort of category than some others. Going deep on a particular thing to me seems fruitless. And the reason why it seems fruitless is it all depends on the situation in which that deep element actually occurs in the wild. And I guess I see it's a lot of work for doing it with very little return.
I think that what we are, this is very important.
What's this?
This conversation.
Okay.
The topic
okay.
that you brought up. Because let me see if I can. Well, let me try something else. So I would say that what you're describing is an incident. So a new technical, let's invent an XYZ zero-day vulnerability to the whole DNS, you know, like the Kaminsky deal or something like that. But it's new. It's XYZ. I would think that the compared to some of the other issues that we've raised, the risk of that is actually relatively low. And the reason I would say that is because the technical community is pretty adroit at spotting and responding to those already. And so I would put that in an incident response to technical risk category and give us pretty good grades on that. Whereas the overall risk to the DNS kind of thing, I think we have some areas that we don't have very good grades, especially when it comes to sort of the role definition, managerial kinds of things. And so I could accommodate what you're talking about almost at an incident level rather than at a risk level. Does that make sense?
Oh, we're having a translation problem.
Yeah, I know. It's always hard the first time through because it's hard because it's important. So don't worry about it a lot. Let me see if Olivier and Jurek have. Are you guys on this topic or on something else? If you're on something else, just hang on. Let's beat this one for a while.
I would be on that one.
Okay.
Olivier? I'd be on that one, too.
Okay,
I'm
Olivier,
on that one
go
too.
Ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. I can understand wanting to go through the motions of an analysis on at least one so as to validate our model, I guess. That's probably the overarching reason why I would support going through at least once through the full analysis, just to demonstrate that what we've been working on actually works, and it's not just a bunch of theories and paperwork that doesn't hold. However, as you've very rightly also mentioned, going through a whole list of assessments and doing the whole analysis ourselves for everything, it will probably last several years, and I don't see the stomach of everyone going through all that. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. Jurek, go ahead.
Okay, Jurek for the transcript. I think Mark is right and wrong. He's right with respect to that the technique that is in the wild is changing. So it might be fruitless if we would analyze some of the risks. Nevertheless, there are a couple of risks where an analysis might be fruitful because they do not depend that much on the current implemented technique. So there's something just right in between. And we should wisely choose the example where we really want to go deep. And this for sure shouldn't be a zero-day exploit.
Okay. Mark, back to you while I type.
Oh. If we go back, way back to the beginning where this is sort of the DNSSEC, DNS cert thing for ICANN, it's all about an organization that has the ability to identify and disseminate threats that may occur in DNS. And identifying the landscape is fine, but actually when it comes down to it, what's more important, at least to me, is the framework in which people can be notified of issues that they have seen to others. And sure, there's incompetent things that people could do with generation of Xen files and stuff like that. But frankly, all the operators know about that already. So you're basically preaching to the choir on that. The ones that are actually the most important to the community are ones that are like zero-day exploits and figuring out ways that this could be disseminated to others. Or, hey, look, there's this issue that came up that is frankly embarrassing to us, so we have to go through OARC to actually get it sort of filtered so that others can learn from it as well. So those are the two types of scenarios I see this part of ICANN actually taking care of. And really, that's it.
Okay, so I'm going to make another try at the language thing. If I can type. And Jerry. Okay, back on theme. So, in the vulnerabilities section of our chart. Let me zoom around on my screen for a minute. If I look at vulnerabilities, we've got a big long list. Now, I don't know if you can read this. we have managerial vulnerabilities, and that's where we got all this interorganizational communication stuff. You know, the actual risk management sorts of things. You know, then we have operational ones like business continuity and training and awareness. And then in technical, we have those rapidly changing, rapidly emerging threats. And it seems to me that in our job, we have to do address all of those and then make recommendations. See, this is almost starting to feel like a recommendation. You know, that says, so that we get the speed thing that you, the operator types, need and avoid the minefield of assert at the same time, you know, being ever careful of overstepping our bounds. But at the same time, we have this continuum that goes all the way from technical threats to managerial threats with operational stuff in the middle, and that's much slower. It's still important, I think, but it doesn't require that lightning response that a zero-day attack on the DNS software requires. Does that continuum notion make sense to you, Mark? Because I think that's the translation dimension we're having trouble with. Where, you know, I would totally agree with you on the technical stuff, that, you know, evaluating the technical threat from last year is totally a waste of time because it's already been addressed. And so, you know, we're not really adding any value there. That, you know, where we add value in that dimension is establishing that community that can quickly share these emerging threats with each other, literally and probably in a matter of hours, and quickly work out the mitigation. And so grinding out this great big analysis with all the scores and numbers and stuff like that is sort of silly, because by the time that analysis got done, the threat would long ago have been addressed.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And what that says to me is that we probably ought to highlight. Now, Jim, you're sort of another one of the folks on the lines. Does this conversation make sense to you too as well?
So this is Jim Galvin. Not sure what I want to say at this point.
Okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just, you know.
It's an interesting conversation, and I'm trying to track this and trying to figure out what I think consensus is here, and I'm just, you know, listening to you to find your path through it. I think the most important thing that I really just want us to do is to make sure that we're moving forward with work here and a tangible exhibit. It just feels like, you know, what we're doing here is we're focusing a lot of energy on what's going to happen next, and yet we're still not especially deep into what it is we're trying to get done right now. which is why I'll go back to what I said before about, you know, I like the defined by doing phrase that you had used at one point. I just feel like, okay, maybe we've said enough here about all of this. Let's just focus on what we're trying to get done, and keeping all of this in mind, you know, see what falls out. Although I'm reacting a little bit, Mark said he didn't really want to do the pilot approach of going deep on something, and I'm not sure how to respond to that at the moment.
Let me see if I can fix that, because I think I agree with Mark that I think what this gets down to is picking what we go deep on. And I would tend to pick from our list of 7 or 8 scenarios something that's not technical. You know, I'd pick one from that managerial or operational pile, because we've got several in both of those that we would go deep on. And the reason that I would pick that one for our example is because I think that this risk assessment stuff at the operational and managerial level will work better. And I think that this detailed, multi-table, multi-scored, weighted thing that we're using right now doesn't, I mean, it works fine, but it's too slow and too cumbersome for the technical stuff, because it takes too long. And so we could demonstrate that by doing one in one of these other areas and then say, you know, this process works great in that area, and I'm sure we will learn a lot, and we need help to finish them. But when it comes to the technical ones, here's why it's not going to work. Here's what we learned by doing the one up here that worked fine. Either one, pick from any of this pile. I'm pretty sure that if we did this, we'd get a pretty good result and a pretty good path for doing the rest of them, and a pretty good description of why this whole methodology approach is less useful down here. And at the same time, come up with a list of stuff that would be useful for the technical threats, most notably that organization. Is that a way to thread through the minefield? Because, you know, for example, DDoS attacks, you know, I think that we would really struggle using this methodology to go deep on DDoS. We'd plow into the confidential information thing, and at the end of the day, I think what we would discover is that the frontline provider community has to do this much, you know, in a much different way anyway. So that's the way I'd thread the needle on that, is stay with our go deep pilot approach, but be careful what we pick to go deep on, so that we pick one that we can win in, and not one that we are likely to run into just all kinds of trouble. Well, I've soaked up the whole hour, but I think this was a really useful conversation. Is there anything that people want to throw in the last couple of minutes before? I think we'll just wrap up at this point. I'll crunch all this into another try, and we'll do it again next week. Any kind of closing thoughts? Again, I think this was a really useful conversation, and I will probably wind up listening to the transcript to sort of flesh this out. But Mark, you're taking a breath.
I am. How'd you know it was me?
I can, you know, I work with guys long enough, I can tell how you breathe.
Wow. I just got to say that I will not be on the phone call on Thursday.
Okay.
So who do I send my apologies to, or is this good enough?
Just hit the list. You know, when Natalie sends out the meeting reminder, that seems to be the best way, is just reply to the meeting reminder, and then she'll get it.
Okay, cool.
Just checking back with you, Mark, does this picking the right thing approach make sense to you?
Not really, but that's...
That's all right.
Typically, Jim and I think alike. I guess I'm kind of worried that I'm not thinking like him at the moment. I'm usually wrong in that case, but...
No, there's no right or wrong here. I mean, the nice thing about being in the wilderness is that every direction is equally fine, so I wouldn't worry about right or wrong. I think, actually, it was an extremely useful conversation, and I will now try and transmogrify it into understandable language. I'm not expressing it well yet.
And, Mark, as I said, I was taking note that you and I were started off down a different path, and I was kind of wondering about that, too, and not sure how to respond.
That's all right.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah. You weren't separated at birth. You can differ a little bit. You know, I view this as really helpful direction-setting conversations, so it's fine to differ a bit for a while. Okay, well, I think I'm going to call it a day. I appreciate your help, as always. We'll see you guys in a week, and some of you on Thursday.
Great, thanks.
Christina,
okay.
I think we'll wrap this up.
Thanks, Mikey. Bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.